Welcome to If These Walls Could Talk, a short podcast about your connections to the built environment of Denver. I'm Sam Pike, your host. Cathedrals come in many forms. The way the light shifts, the bigness of a space, its form. A building that humbles and inspires. For Esther, the Clifford Still Museum brings a sense of peace and stillness in an otherwise full and sometimes hectic life.
I'm Esther Varney, and we just came by to say hi to Sam today, but apparently we also have stories too.
Turns out I roped you in.
Turns out I have stories, so.
Because you were telling me a story that gave me shivers, so.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so why?
Well, I was telling you about the Clifford Still Museum, which is my home away from home. We play this game at home with the kids, and we take little slips of paper and we write celebrities' names on them, and then we try to get each other to guess the names. Mm-hmm. And the clue they give for Clifford Still is always where mom spends more time than she does at home.
Oh.
And everybody gets it, so I'm assuming like it's actually true. It's not actually true, but it's pretty true. I left for 10 minutes last week, and Billy Idol came in. Hello.
What?
Right.
And you weren't there?
And I was like, the only time that wasn't there last week was he came in. But anyway, why do I go back so much? I discovered the Clifford Still Museum when my little girl was sick. She was diagnosed with cancer, with medulloblastoma, brain tumor, when she was 3 years and 9 months old. And it was a shock, of course. Yeah. And the first 6 weeks she was in the hospital, my husband and I didn't leave. And after that, we realized you have to be able to give yourself permission to get away sometimes, that you can't be your best self for your child if you're exhausted and stressed and haven't been outside of those walls and away from that situation for a long time. And so I would go to the Clifford Still Museum because when I went in those doors, I just felt like I could breathe again. And I still feel that way when I go in those doors. I don't know. There's something about that space.
Gotcha.
It's the light. It's the lightness that is in there. The way the perforated ceiling works with the natural light, and they have those roof panels that really allow that light to come in, and the light floors and the light walls, and the poured in place concrete, you just feel like the whole building is floating. And then there's this amazing art, and it's like a cathedral of sorts.
It really is. Yeah.
It is. And it just makes me feel lighter. Like just, it doesn't even matter if I'm just stressed about having been 5 minutes behind all day or something big. It's just, I just walk in there and I feel like the peace just settles around me.
I wonder if that's because a cathedral has a similar experience. And I wonder if it's the lifting of your eyes towards light that's above you.
It's entirely possible.
Because I do feel outside of myself when I'm there.
Absolutely. It's that, I think they're both in a way sort of an appreciation of the human spirit and of the human, and what is sacred to humans, and whether that be art to some people or religion to other people. We still put our resources into those spaces that we really value, that hold the things that we say this is about our culture, what something we love, something of which we are proud. So I don't know. And it is that light that comes in that building. Some of my favorite times are, we do gallery walks and just walk around the galleries and talk to people. Like 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays, oftentimes there's
because
nobody
there. Because you volunteer
there. Because I volunteer there. Oftentimes there's nobody there. And it's just quiet. And it's so peaceful. And I always find new intersections of light and shadows and shapes and buildings when I'm walking around. And I'm taking pictures and nobody's there. And it just feels like it's just so me
special.
And all of this light and all this space. So
well, now I know where to go to find you at 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yes, you do. And pretty much any other time, except if Billy Idol's there, then I won't be there. But you can go there and find me just about any time, actually. But
Beautiful, Esther.
Thank you.
And so this is really fun to hear about like one of your sacred places within
sacred
the city.
I think we need sacred places when we're in a world full of change. We need those places where we can reliably go and recenter even, and just get away for a little bit because change is stressful. And I feel sometimes if I have been away from the museum for a little while and I'll go in there and I just feel that thing like, oh, this is what I needed. This is, I've been here in a couple weeks. No wonder I'm like itching to go back. I'm feeling like I need that centering again. And the people there are amazing. All the people that work there are phenomenal. So
well, yourself included.
Why, thank you. That's very nice of you. Well, you could have to ask them if they'd say the same thing, but I'll take your word for it.
I would bet all the money I have, so $100 that they would.
Awesome.
Well, thanks, Esther.
Absolutely.
If These Walls Could Talk is brought to you by Denver Architecture Foundation and the Denver Public Library. Editing by Josh Wright and Eric Prather. Our portable cardboard recording booth was designed and built by Extra Vitamins. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library hosted us this year. If you have questions or comments, please reach out. You can contact us by emailing hello@denverarchitecture.org. And I'm Sam Pike, your host. Thank you for listening.